This is No Pink Spandex, episode 57, for Tuesday, March 10, 2009. Two other fools who were trying to make fun of me before I started.
And oh my god, we're in Scotland. I can feel it.
Say what?
We're in Scotland. I can feel it already.
What? What?
Yeah, Lisa was sporting a Scottish accent. France, it was pretty funny.
Okay, I was not sporting a Scottish accent. I was pretending.
Yeah, you were.
I was pretending. Yeah, that wasn't my real one. You'd be very, very wary.
You've taken me there.
What?
You've taken me to Scotland.
Okay, whatever. Shut up. That's Jer and Katie. They don't need any introduction because they suck. So.
But they know us anyway, so eh.
No, they don't. No, they don't. Not new people. There might be new people.
Oh, yeah, that's
We've
true.
We've got
yeah,
the school
true.
Bus and Lisa has driven us across the pond. We are there.
You're stupid.
Oh, it's been a while, you two.
Basically,
it's been a while.
It's been a very long time. The last time I actually even put out an episode was like back in October.
Bad you.
I know.
Bad you.
But now we're back. And we are back at just at the very right time because Power Rangers RPM, Getting Gear, is on.
That's the entire theme song.
Yeah, basically. I sang the entire theme song just right now. Did you miss
it?
Scream
it was terrible.
The what?
Yeah, that's the only thing that's really terrible is the theme song.
Yeah.
It's really bad.
Oh, no.
And we thought Mystic Forces was bad.
No, you know what? I think it's just the problem is that the music itself, like the instrumental, is not bad. It's just when people sing it over it and then like put lyrics that suck. That's usually the case.
It'd be better if there were more lyrics and they weren't screaming me down. I don't need to be screaming down when I watch my Power Rangers.
Get in gear!
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Get in gear!
I don't want to get in gear.
No, it sounds like it sounds like if like one of your wrestler people were trying to make a rock song and
oh man,
as their promo.
Oh,
they're like, you turned dangerous territory there. What if
Simon Cowell has produced some CDs where Hulk Hogan sang his rock songs?
Say what?
So. They're out there. If you want some Hulk Hogan rock songs.
Hulk Hogan rock songs.
Oh,
wow.
You're kidding me. Oh, no.
And then he brings it down and talks about some kid dying and going to heaven because he's a little Hulkamaniac.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Just lost another Hulkamaniac.
Holy
it's very
crap.
Sad. It really tugs at the heartstrings.
Oh, my goodness. No, now all I have is Randy, Macho Man Randy Savage in my head singing the
Your
theme
man.
Song.
It'd be a man song.
No, not that one. I just say, it's like, oh yeah, Getting Gear.
That's Power Rangers.
Power Rangers RPM. Getting
Gear.
Stop it to a slip.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Okay. I could do Randy Savage all day, so let's move on.
Yes.
Okay. So yeah, the premiere, Road to Corinth and Fade to Black.
Yes.
Two shows.
Yes.
Premiere.
It seems like that's not even the premiere. Like a third episode's part of the premiere too.
Say what?
Because it seems like the premiere's probably three or four parts long because they're not even remotely at a point where you could consider it the end of the first story arc. So.
I know it didn't sound like it was really finished near the end of the second episode. It was kind of weird.
I figured this as much because they were willing to put Dylan in the opening credits, but he still hasn't gotten his powers yet. But they didn't put Ziggy in, so I assume it. At least a three-part.
Speaking
know.
Of Dylan, he rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Speaking of everyone, how like? Oh, I don't know. They can all act.
Hey,
it's
what
like
is
a miracle?
What is the general been in before? Because I swear I've seen him somewhere.
I know. I've seen. I think I've seen him somewhere else before too.
He's done a bunch of stuff. I don't know exactly off the top of my head, but the last thing I saw him in, he was in what's the name? That Disney thing. Oh my gosh. What's his name? Wendy Wu Homecoming somebody thing or whatever.
Oh, the one original movie that you were so enamored about?
Yes. Okay, yeah.
Oh, that's why he's familiar.
There we go.
I still don't
remember. Zeltrax. That's what it is.
Yes, he's Zeltrax too, yeah. But,
oh,
you know,
really?
you said C.
Oh, that's what it was. That's what it was. He was the ancient sensei in Ninja Storm when Cam went back in time.
True.
Oh, my gosh. Reoccurring actors. Hello.
Because I swear I remember seeing a Power Rangers episode where he yelled at somebody, but they couldn't remember what he was doing.
Oh, my goodness. You're cutting out. I don't know why.
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, you.
How am I cutting out?
I don't know.
I don't know,
but I mean, because every time I talk or Katie talks, and then like you try to talk, it's like you cut out, and I don't know why. What's going on?
Yeah.
I don't either.
Oh, that's great.
Well, speaking of reoccurring characters, let's hope Kelson's not in this.
Leave Kelson alone, right?
No, I'm not. I'm going there. I didn't mind him in SPD. I didn't not mind him in SPD. Mystic Force, eh. Operation Overdrive, he.
Yeah. I couldn't stand him
in Operation Overdrive.
What was he? Oh, he was Norg. Oh, yeah, okay. He was Norg.
Yeah, Norg.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about good things now. Good things. Only
yes,
good things.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's not bog this down.
But that's hilarious. No, but no. Yeah, seriously. Like all of the actors were like, you know, decent, and
yes.
And of course, when you throw in the Scottish guy, so you don't mind if other people have like, you know, what's his face, like, accent slips or whatever, because like, it's like okay, they could be from wherever, and you don't mind it because they can act. It's great. Mm-hmm. It's wonderful. Yeah. Oh, and a Red Ranger who's not annoying. That's great. That's awesome. Yes.
Well, not annoying yet, okay? He hasn't really done much, so...
Look, man. Look, just give me some hope, all right? From the first episode of Jungle Fury, Casey was annoying.
Yeah.
Point blank.
The interesting thing about this season, though, was they didn't focus so much on the Rangers, per se, at the beginning.
Yeah.
They focused on Dylan, which I actually found kind of refreshing.
Dude. I mean, it is so nice to see... that you have a premiere where they don't start off with, okay, we're gonna see this person and we're gonna see that person and then they're gonna be all awkward or they're gonna hate each other or blah 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 and da 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 and then like, you know, at the last act of the first episode, okay, they're gonna say, wow, being a ranger is weird, and then, you know, it's just so nice to not see that pattern, you know?
Can
it's
we
just
say
like say what?
Can we say Mystic Force?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's been like that pattern for so long, and then it's finally nice to see that, oh, okay, just like, you know, you see the trouble, and then a year later, they have their powers, and then you know that they're going to go back and, like, you know, fill in some of them gaps, you know what I'm saying? But even if they don't, you can just see, like, oh, okay, I can see how they're Power Rangers, because, like, you know, two of them in the military, one of them, like, drove a freaking bus through, like, war. You know, so
Flynn.
Exactly.
Scottish Flynn.
Love Flynn. Oh,
yeah, because like
Flynn.
It's a team of five, but technically it's three and two. So the most interesting story at the beginning is how the two get with the three.
Thank you.
So that's what they're focusing on.
Exactly.
So Ziggy is going to be green.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously. Oh, yeah. Come on.
Did you see the leaked promo? He's like trying to like all meditate or something in his costume.
Now, unless he broke in there, broke the glass, put on the costume, and was, you know, cosplaying or something, I think
he's
going to be great.
Holding a villain with a muffler.
Say what?
He was holding him up with a muffler. that was like, okay.
Well, I mean, that whole, their two interactions or whatever between Dylan and Ziggy were, like, really good. Really good. It's like... I didn't have to cringe. I didn't have to be like, ooh, why'd you have to say it like that? Ooh, why did it have to? I mean, everything was just really just flowed, you know? Look, a rebel. I can believe who's a rebel. Oh my gosh.
It's like finally a comic relief character that is actually funny again.
I know.
Unlike,
true.
You know, the last few years. I'm like, crap, like Dax.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is about Ziggy, but he kind of reminds me of Theo a little. I don't know why.
Because you're short?
Yeah, that could be one reason, but you know, just like some of the mannerisms, it just, I don't know, it was just kind of.
No, they just have the same quote unquote American accent. They're trying to cover it up, but it's not really working.
I don't know.
So yeah,
I don't know. It just seemed familiar to me, but I don't know.
Just like what's her name, right. Like Lily and Tori from Ninja Storm sounded exactly the same.
Yeah.
So
I like how they are how they're starting little plot points, but they're not like, you know, they're just leaving them hang, and they're, you know, you feel like they're actually going to come back and cover them. Why did he leave the city in the first place?
Yeah,
they talked about it a little bit, but haven't explained it yet. And then we know there's a couple Green Ranger focus episodes coming up pretty soon, so I'm sure they'll cover it then.
Yeah, especially when they go to the prison and the Asian dude is like, "Hey, Ziggy!"
Just let me say that for some reason, like 90% of Corn City's prison population is Asian.
I'm
saying they're racist.
Oh my gosh, I thought I was the only one that saw that.
All but the Asian. Oh, you're Asian. We're throwing you in jail. What?
Oh, they're all Asian and they all know how to fight.
There are a couple of Mexicans.
Yeah, but they didn't fight well. they just rolled down the stairs. Oh my goodness. But it was so, I mean, hello, that prison scene, dude, when they were like kicking butt and stuff, that was hot. It's good times. It's good times. You know? And I just love, oh my gosh, I love the premiere where, like, you know, they show the Rangers coming out and you know, they do their thing. They do their normal thing, but it really seems, I mean, like, it flowed well, but it really seemed like going, if you looked at the Sentai footage that they put in, it's like, this looks really out of place. You know what I'm saying? Like, the stuff they did for the premiere, like, was a little bit too good for the footage. A little bit.
I think it fit pretty well, actually, for me, because the you know, it's an actual Zord battle where they're fighting individually, and I love that sort of stuff. Well, they need to do that more often, where they're not just automatically forming the Megazord. They actually use the footage. In the last, like, 3 or 4 years, all they do is speed that crap up, and I hate that.
Yeah.
You know, they actually put the whole fight in there and then just, you know, chop it.
No, that was good. That was good. I think Mayo was more referring to the
eyeball?
Villains. I call them the Bic fountain pen. I mean, come on. Like... I'm sorry, I just see this, like, oh, look, it's a red fountain pen. Great. I mean, that's like, what the hell? Was that in the Sentai footage or no?
She's there from the very beginning, unlike in, say, SPD, where they threw him in it halfway through. The giant villain that's...
Oh, yeah.
...has the body.
No, but, I mean, like, was that big pen in the Sentai footage or no?
No.
Okay.
It's just those two generals and a female one human.
Yeah. But, yeah, no. I mean, I guess that was, like, the whole part I was like, it looks kind of, you know. But you know what that reminded me of? Zio was like that, too. It was like the villains and junk, they just looked awful, you know? And then, like, you know, the American stuff was looking quite nice. So that's what it reminded me of.
The villains in the Sentai, none of them are smart. They're all idiots. It's like Turbo, you know, where there's not a smart villain among them.
Oh, yeah. Isn't this season supposed to be more of like a comedic season?
It's the most comedic season I've ever seen in Sentai. Easily.
Dang. So this might be interesting because, I mean, remember what happened with Turbo?
Well, we'll
see. You never know. I think
Turbo played up to the cheese factor. They didn't try to pretend it wasn't. Like Dino
Thunder
is the one where they took a cheesy Sentai season and they made it serious.
Yes.
They're there for sure. And this is even more so. It looks like this was even cheesier than Alba Ranger was. So they got a lot of work to do if they want to make this whole season like the premiere. Lots of work.
Yes.
Dang. No. I don't like when they have hard work to do.
I can't emphasize enough how cheesy Goandra is.
Oh, no. Oh, gosh. Why does Toei do this? Why didn't you just like, hey, screw it! Screw you guys! I don't care!
I don't know. And the comedy seasons don't ever seem to do well in Japan either, so I don't know why they keep doing one once in a while.
I don't know.
Well,
because like the new season Shinkenger is more serious, and I think it's had the best ratings in years.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
so, it's hot.
Yeah,
it's real.
Hot. It's real hot. Really? Don't say that again. So.
Dude, it's hot.
Oh, back to the premiere on this side of the ocean. Let's go back to
how awesome
this was. No, seriously, like I haven't enjoyed a premiere this much since SPD.
Well, that's not saying a lot, but yeah, true.
Yeah.
Really not. I mean, not saying a lot. Yeah, talk it up more than that.
Because look, Overdrive wasn't bad. It's just it was just the second half was just rushed and crap, and you know,
no, it's
yeah,
you know, Mystic Force was so, and then
Mystic Force worst season ever, easily.
Oh come on. We're not gonna go down this road again, because we're gonna talk about good things. What is it? Overdrive, Mystic Force. There's another one, right? No? Jungle. Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Your boy Casey?
Wow. No. Compared to Jungle Fury, Jungle Fury's premiere wasn't terrible. No? It was pretty alright. Do you remember the premiere?
Yeah. That was Casey's "I don't want any trouble" business.
Yeah.
"I don't want any trouble. Don't hurt me."
Katie.
Hey, Pussy, remember him?
Mm.
Do you remember the last premiere?
Jungle Fury's premiere?
Yeah.
Vaguely?
It's new.
Vaguely? No, I kind of do, but it's just not very fresh in my head.
But yeah, I mean, like, you know, so what I'm saying is, like, I mean, besides Mystic Force, which is kind of like, wow. But, you know, the other two premieres weren't so terrible. They were just not that great, you know, like, in premiere-wise. Because usually the premieres are way better than the rest of the episodes or whatever. So, but this time, it's like, this premiere was, like, it was crazy. It was, like I didn't really find, I found very little fault with anything, which is rare.
Yeah. My only problems are pretty much with the fights, and those problems never go away.
Well, yeah, it's the same slow mo crap.
In charge of the fights.
Same slow mo BS, and and what's up with the car noises when they slide across the yeah.
Yeah, I had no problem with that, except they did a little too much.
Basically,
too much.
Yeah.
It was cool though when the Yellow Ranger kicked like a monster. That was cool.
No,
don't do that in the Sentai. But they do screech.
Yeah, but it was too much screeching. That was just like overkill. You know, everything was like kick, kick, kick. I'm like, I'm not at a party. This is not a DJ. Come on, let's go. Come on.
They did a pretty poor job of cutting the way they cut out the roll call, because like when you see like all the rangers morph, and then it keeps cutting to each of their helmets flashing. After they flash, they're supposed to do their little pose, and they cut out the pose.
Maybe do it later. I don't.
They're some of the worst poses ever. The Yellow Ranger has the most ridiculous pose ever, and they really do need to cut that out, because it's really not good.
Well, yeah, maybe you should just keep it all together. That's a good idea, you know. But I, other than the whole like the fights a little bit, you know, too generic or what have you, but I can't really find any fault. I mean, you know, even with one of the lines, what's his name? The colonel in the beginning, you know, when the guy's giving the report or whatever, or afterwards, or the guy was asking him like, oh, you know, what's going to happen to the other people out there? And then and he's like, you know, heaven help them, because we can't. And it's like, oh, snap. What? and then like another time, and then the colonel was like, just go shoot something.
Yeah, that was cool. That was cool.
You know?
I like Colonel. Big fan of the Colonel.
Love the Colonel.
Colonel's cool.
And we're not talking about the chicken. Love the Colonel.
Colonel. You like the chicken.
Oh, goodness. No,
Poor Red Ranger's older brother got killed. That's not good.
Yeah, that was kind of sad.
His older brother?
Yeah.
Because the guy said your sons are still out there.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah, when he
Yeah,
said
so
Eagle
who do you
2
think
came.
Eagle One is? If Eagle Two comes back, who do you think Eagle One is?
Another dude? No, I thought it was
Is
just
a
like
wolf?
another, what you call it? Like another guy, like, you know, like what's it, him and Summer aren't like brother and
Highly
sister.
implied brother.
Say what?
Highly implied that it's his brother.
No, but I didn't hear the two sons thing. I didn't hear that.
Well, now you've heard it.
Get out of here. That's deep. That's
Yeah.
deep. That is
Ooh.
deep. No, because and I love like some people on the board were saying that oh, we don't know anything about these Rangers and blah blah blah. I'm like, okay, let's break this down for a moment here. Okay? There's a difference when you're writing a story. There is a difference between, let's say, Overdrive, where you show like 2 seconds of, oh, I'm the most smartest person ever, and I do everything right. And then another person, like, I'm the best thief ever. And then another person, I'm the best driver ever. When you show 2 seconds of each of those, and then you slap on some spandex and you go fight. Okay? That's rushed. That's not knowing what the hell they're doing, okay? But when you have that thing with your sons are out there, and then when you see like the father and son kind of like, you know, kind of disappointed or whatever, and then you see like, you know, this awesome Scottish dude driving a bus through like war and junk, and he's like, yep, we made it, all right, we're good, but what, I don't know. I don't know how to do
Oh,
Scottish,
God.
all right? No, that was not good. Okay, whatever. But you know what I mean. You know, anyway, but no, but you see him, and then you see with Ziggy in the prison, and they're like, yeah, you know, oh, you better not show your face around here again, or some kind of crap like that. I mean, like little drops of information, you know that they're gonna be revisiting that stuff. Like that is like, that's golden stuff right there, man. You, I mean,
Yes.
come on. This
Based on the writing, they gave themselves enough leeway that I'm willing to wait for
exactly.
more information. And
Yeah,
you
right.
always got that cool 1 year later thing. You got 1 year later, you're sold right there.
Basically.
1 year later.
You know, and that's what people, and I guess people are so have been so jaded for so long. They're like, oh, we don't know anything. Oh, blah, blah, blah. But I'm just like, there's a difference. There is a clear difference with, you know, this premiere and then premieres in the last couple of years or so. There's a clear difference. You know what I'm saying? It's not
Hey, God
like.
forbid we have a season where the first episode doesn't focus on everybody equally, and the second episode talks all about the Red Ranger.
Thank you.
God forbid we don't do that for once.
And God forbid we don't have a rebel slash newbie Red Ranger. Oh my gosh. Oh no. If we don't have a newbie slash rebel Red Ranger, we're doomed. Doomed. It's just so nice to like not see the same crap over and over again. It's so nice. Oh, I
Yeah.
love it. I love it. I love how they focused on the other two rangers more than the core team because we don't know them. Hello. Oh, love it. Love it. Sorry. I'm just so happy. I haven't been so happy in so long.
Yes.
When was the last time you were happy, Lisa?
Dino Thunder?
Basically. She wasn't
Truly
getting her
happy. I
comedies.
was sort of happy with SVD because SVD did start out good. It did. It did.
Yeah. No, she
Yeah.
misses her Tommies.
She does.
You know? But whatever. You too. Shut the hell up. I hate you guys. Both die.
You saw a dude driving around in a black car in the desert and you assumed it was Tommy, didn't you?
A
You just
screwdriver in the
assumed
black. What?
that. You saw Dylan driving around with his glasses on, you probably thought it was Tommy, having flashbacks.
Wow,
I ruined
no.
his car. Wow.
Jeremy. Jeremy, maybe Lisa didn't, but
Someone else did.
Okay. Not coming back. As, even though it's Tommy, he's not going to live for 100 and however many years this is in the
Oh, we
future.
didn't even talk about that, the premise of the story. Okay.
Yeah, what's going on here?
Premise of the story, right? So basically, like, it opens up on this like woman's voice. It's like, you know, the Vengix virus took over, you know, the international community, the computer
The Ninja
systems,
Storm at International Community, whatever meeting.
and yes, bringing it
It's
all
all stirred
back.
storm.
Oh goodness, but no, yeah. I mean, it starts out like that, and then you have, you know, Vengix, like, and then like there's like a map showing that how where like the Vengix virus kind of took over the world and stuff like that. No, and then basically the only place that seems to be safe, as seems to be, because like, you know, there's like mad people out there just randomly trying to get to Corn City, but the only place that seems to be safe is this domed city, which is Corn City. So basically,
I wondered where it is.
Say what?
I don't know where it is because I wonder where it is because based on the map pictures, it looks like it's on the East Coast.
Yeah. Somebody said that because they heard the coordinates and latitude and longitude, and they said it was in Boston.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Not in
Boston.
California for once.
I know. True. Cause, yeah, because it did look like it was on the East Coast. I was like, East Coast.
Yeah. Reefside is like an hour away from Angel Grove.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
The only thing I didn't like is they got. I want to know how big this city is because, like, when you saw, like, Dylan and Ziggy driving in the car and they looked at the city, it looked tiny as hell. And then
yes.
You get to a scene of inside the city where they're zooming on their, like, satellite, and the city looks like it's as big as New York.
But the thing is that they were, I guess they were pretty far away, wasn't it? So it would look tiny. No?
I don't know. It just...
Still, I know, but still based on that perspective... Still
well, yeah, a little, yeah, yeah, a little bit, yeah, a little bit.
I just want to know how big it is. I want to know how many people are there.
Yeah. It looks like a Terra Venture kind of thing.
Yes. Yes, I would agree with that.
Venture. How many people did that have?
Two. No, I don't know. No idea. But no, yeah, it really did look like a Terra Venture kind of size, you know. And then, because it's Ventrix just, like, always trying to attack the city, trying to bring it down, trying to taking over. And that's where, like, the opening scene comes in with the war and all this other stuff. But it's really, like, people were kind of weary because the executive producer at the time, Eddie Guzelian, I'm going to say it like that. he was on there and at first he was answering people's questions, not on Ranger Board, on Ranger Cast, that board.
Star Points?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was on there.
Penta Board.
Which Penta isn't there anymore. They kicked him off.
They did?
Yes.
Yeah. They kicked a Ranger off.
Why'd they kick Penta
off?
Because after he stole the banners.
Oh, snap.
Or the banner. Sorry.
But who runs it?
Same guy. The mesh guy. The Fury Diamond guy.
Oh, that dude. Okay.
Yeah. So he kicked them off. He was like, peace. I was like, what? It's awesome. But, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. Eddie Guzelian was saying that at first he wanted to, like, put RPM in its own continuity and its own, and I'm just like, why do executive producers always want to, like, put their own thing in their own, you know, timeline and continuity? And I'm just like, come on.
I'm sure in the second half they'll put it into normal continuity. I'm sure they will.
But I mean, you think because like over? And then you know how they didn't mention how far ahead in the future it is. So
right.
So is it? I mean, because like I mean, looking at the opening,
the only number I kept seeing repeated was 2145. So maybe
really?
That's it.
Oh, in the show.
Maybe.
Well, that's what the people kept saying on the board that he said that it was 2145 or something. That's the only number I've seen more than once. So I'm assuming that's what it is right now.
Oh,
maybe.
Is the Vengix, virus, like, it took over all the technology? I mean, like, are people still out there living? I mean, did they wipe out everybody? I mean, that's what I want to know. I mean, is Quarant City the last city to, like, have, like, survivors, you know? Like, you know, who are living normal lives in junk. That's what I want to know.
I guess
the way
that's
they did
what
the opening.
Implying.
Yeah, I think so.
Because if that's the case, then what's up with Time Force?
Time Force is like 1,000 years in the future. I mean, and besides, at the end of the series, you know the good guys are going to win. So
yeah, well, that's true. They might, you know, rebuild
win,
and
so.
You know, rebuild and what have you, and all that good stuff. But I mean, like wiping out a whole world, and that's the thing, though. That's the thing. Like, you know, they're trying to be very, what you call it. Not adventurous, but they're trying to, you know, like, instead of like, oh, okay, like it happened, this bad thing or this, you know, bad person or monster came to this one city and attacked this city. They're trying to like work, like, you know, make it worldwide kind of thing, which like you have to be careful about sometimes because.
Apocalyptic.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go. There we go. But sometimes you have to be careful about that because, you know, you might be overreaching. You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's the good thing about going into the future enough, but not too much. Because, like, you know, they're far enough after SPD that you could buy this sort of stuff happening.
When was SPD
but they're
again?
Not,
crap.
Like 2020, 2025, something like that.
Something like that. They couldn't even,
they
didn't
at least
know.
100 years after SPD.
Yeah, that's true.
Plenty of time for everything to, you know, go to hell and then eventually get it back together in 100 years to a few hundred years for time for, so.
That's true. That's true. Because, I mean, if you look at our own history, you know, going back 500 years or so, I mean, there's been, like, cities wiped out and not even cities, but, like, areas, complete areas just wiped out and rebuilt and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
Power Rangers can conquer all.
We stand together.
Except the cancellation. They can't conquer that.
Oh, I guess we should talk about that then. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to bring up the article, and I'm going to read the quote that has been stuck in my head for the whole time. Okay.
For denying
the New Zealand Herald News would yes, there we go. It reads, a long-running U.S. children's television series, which is filmed in New Zealand and employs local actors and production crew, is about to be dropped. And then it skips ahead. The production manager for the show, Sally Campbell, told the Weekend Herald that at this stage, quote, at this stage, we will not be shooting another season.
Yeah.
So, people are saying, you know, they read the article, they're like, okay, Power Rangers is over. Two things I'm going to bring up. Dos. Numero uno. They say that at this stage, they're not going to be shooting. Okay, fine. Let's say, like, they end everything, whatever. Who's the production company now? Is it Village Roadshow or Ranger Productions? I forgot.
I think Ranger Productions. Somebody said it was Ranger.
You know, Ranger Productions. Okay, so let's just say, like, you know, they stop, whatever. Okay. There's always a rumor about animated, Power Rangers going animated. So that doesn't mean that the show necessarily is over, but just the show that we've always known. See, that's one. Numero dos, she being Sally Campbell, said at this stage. Now, at this stage, you're not, you know, doing anything or whatever. But if RPM actually does really well, and oh, wait a minute, remember that Power Rangers is really a great hit around the world? You know, Disney might be like, yeah, we change our minds. Let's do another season.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
When you have a season starting, you don't want to say the show is canceled. You never do that with any show.
Right.
You don't want to, you know, put a fine point on it like that. What people might not even watch if they know this is the last season. So. You don't want to say that.
That is true.
And, you know, yeah. And who knows, maybe they might just take a few years off, move it to Canada. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah. You really think... Sorry, go ahead, Katie.
No. I was agreeing with him.
You really think that they would stop the show and then bring it back in a couple of years? You really think so?
Yeah, there's a demand. I mean, it's... I mean, I'm definitely more pessimistic thinking it's over, but I'm not saying it's out of the realm of possibility. Personally, I think the best thing to ever do with a series would be to take a year off, so then you have a full year to look at the Last Sentai to know exactly what you want to do with it.
Well, that's true. But
I think that would be
you really
thing
think
that
the
they world
would... I just really don't. Maybe this is the pessimistic part of me now. I mean, the optimistic part of me is like, you know, they're not really putting a full stop on the show as of yet. They're just not going full speed ahead with the next season. Like, they're not, you know, I think they're trying to look at their options to see what they want to do. But with as far as taking a break and then coming back in a couple, I don't know. I just don't think that they would do that. Like,
Say they're doing a season next year, when would they have to start filming?
They usually finish filming April, May. Sometimes it goes into May because of like some ADR stuff or whatever. And then they cast in June. Like they start looking for people in June, in June, July, and then casting and like boot camp starts in September. Filming is in October. So that's kind of like the timeline. You know what I'm saying? So, Because I just remember Bruce not being able to be at PowerMorphicon because he was currently casting for the next show.
Right.
And that'll be in June. But, I mean, but then that was late June. So, I mean, you know, so what I'm saying is, you know, it takes about, you know, because, like, you know, it started later than usual, but we just started and what have you. So there might be a little bit of leeway to say, you know, Disney might change their mind. Because especially around the world, it's Power Rangers is huge still. Right. You know, I mean, and when you have a worldwide hit, you know, I mean, not like, of course, not like back in the day, like 1993 and stuff, but when you still have a really good hit on your hands worldwide, that's kind of hard to turn away, you know,
right.
And Disney's always threatening to turn away and then they come back. It's like mm-hmm. abuse. They love the abuse.
Well, it's Disney. Come on.
My question is, are they even if they don't have another season, are they still going to sell the toys? Because this wouldn't be the first time a cartoon's been canceled and they kept doing toys for years later.
Yeah, that's another thing.
Like Transformers.
I think they would still come out with old toys.
Because honestly, if they cancel the show and they keep selling the toys and the toys keep selling well, they have no reason to do the show again.
Mm-hmm.
It's in their mind.
But it's only so many. There are only so many old toys that you can. I mean, there's only so many times you can bring out the Green Ranger. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's only so many times where you're like, okay, we got another Red Ranger. Oh, yes, MMPR Red Ranger. Oh, another one, and another one, and another, because they keep going back to those. I was surprised to see Ryan and what's his face? Cam. I'm like, what? Crazy.
Dude, did you see the new Zord toys? Those are hot.
Oh, those two. Those two,
no, there's,
you know?
More than those two, though. There's more. They're
Wait
doing,
a
minute.
There's another one?
They're putting out the Mystic Force Megazord and the Dino Thunder Megazord.
Ah. So yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I guess if they sell well, then there's no reason to bring back the show. But the show itself kind of lends itself to put more inventory in the toy area. I mean, unless the thing about it is that Disney would love to make their own Rangers and junk. They would love to come up with their own stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like Disney, Disney doesn't like the whole, we got to deal with Toei and I'll get stuff approved and junk. They would really, because what I was hearing about the animation thing when they were thinking about going animated and what have you, was that Toei was having a fit because they're like making their own kind of, you know, their own show without them. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's just Disney would like to do their own thing, and then they're still tied up with you know, over back in Japan. So, you know, it's just...
But they can't just do both at the same time. I don't know why not.
But do both.
Do both. Do an animated and a live at the same time.
Because that's more money.
Why the hell not? It'd be awesome.
It would be awesome, but that's more money. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. You know, you gotta pay to do a live thing, and then you gotta pay another thing for a cartoon.
If they're both successful, do it.
Well, I think around these times, I think they would want to put less money into a product that they don't know how to market.
Man, Disney has so many crappy shows right now. Do more Power Rangers.
Yeah. There's
so much crap on the Disney channels nowadays.
Say what?
So much garbage. There's so much garbage on these Disney channels anyway.
Do you have Disney XD?
I don't know what's there.
Say what?
What's on there that's so awesome?
Well, they have the new Aaron Stone show. Which is actually kind of good, so don't even try to. And then they have like a whole bunch of shows, like a whole old shows, like Jet Jackson's on there, and even
I
Stevens.
Know. Even Stevens. What else did I see?
Garbage.
I think X-Men. What do you mean garbage? What are you talking about?
Yeah, you heard me, garbage.
What's next. Garbage? Even Stevens' garbage?
Yeah.
Wow.
Garbage. Wow. Next. You see, they got old X-Men, though?
Yeah, X-Men.
The 90s one?
Yeah, the 90s one, yeah.
That was hot.
Yeah.
So they're kind of like, it's kind of like going back into like some of like Saban's old catalog or whatever.
Yeah, but they won't bring back Saban episodes. Nope. What's going on here?
Well, I saw some Beetleborgs.
No, God, no. That's half garbage. Next.
Come on, show some Beetleborgs.
Oh, please, no. God, no. But no, I mean, like, with Disney XD, they're trying to kind of, like, you know, try to reach another demographic, try to rebrand themselves or what have you. And, I mean, I think they would like to put Power Rangers back on there, but they just don't know what to do with the current show. Especially with all the drama that was going on behind the scenes.
You take a year off and then you come back better than ever.
But do you really think that it would take a year off and come back? You really think so?
They might.
Take a year off, come back stronger than before, powered up for more.
God.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
That's right.
He had to
That's
do the right. reference.
I did it. I did it.
Shit.
Eat it.
At least you did it from a good season. But,
yeah.
No, but, I mean, the thing about what I think is, like, usually with these companies, they don't like to rehash so soon. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they feel like something isn't working, they don't want to, like, oh, okay, let's take a year off and then let's go back to the thing that wasn't really working that well for us, you know?
Well, when it comes to animation, they'll only do a certain amount of episodes before they say, okay, let's rename this. It'll be a spinoff. But, it depends on what they use, if it's, like, animation or live action.
Like, I don't think they would take a break from live action and then come back to doing live action. Like, the only thing I would see them taking a break is if they were going to animation. Because I don't see them jumping into something that they're not really proud of themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really, unless it was, like, 10 years and junk. Or, like, you know, like, way down the line and junk. You know?
Maybe. I don't know.
You go to animation, you do the 65 episodes required for syndication, and then you come back to live action. Bam. Right there.
Well, I don't know.
65 is a magic number.
I mean, and we're also talking about, I mean, it's not only Disney. I don't want to put it on Disney, but we're also talking about a major network who loves to move on. They don't like, they really, I mean, as soon as, like, I remember, okay, these are going to be shows that you're going to be, like, you know, cringe in your seats about. But I remember when That's So Raven was on. And it was all about Raven. Raven, Raven, Raven. Raven this, Raven that, Raven that, Raven, whatever, whatever, whatever. As soon as little Hannah Montana came around, Raven's too old. Raven gets the boots. I mean, they don't really go back to their old people that much, or go back to the old shows, rather. I mean, they might use their same people to do other stuff, but they really don't.
What happened to Liz McGuire?
Say what? Oh, well, you know that. Well, Lizzie was something different because she wanted to move on. You know, they didn't necessarily drop her. She dropped them, in a sense. So,
yeah
that's kind of different. But, I mean, you know, when you have kind of like the mentality of, like, we just want the new next thing, you don't really see them coming back to rehash anything. I mean, I'm surprised they did a Johnny Tsunami 3. What the? Where'd that come from? Like, all of a sudden.
Johnny Tsunami.
Say what?
What the fuck is Johnny Tsunami?
Are you serious? You don't know what Johnny Tsunami is?
I've heard of it. Yeah.
No, I have no idea what I watch radio TV. I don't watch Disney all day, apparently, like you do.
I don't watch Disney all the time, but I'm just saying.
Sounds like you do. Really sounds like you do.
Okay, whatever. All I'm saying is that it's very rare that Disney, I'm just talking about Disney, but usually shows in general, they don't really go back to their old shows that much. They'll go back to their old shows to show reruns, and then especially with Power Rangers, it's kind of weird because they're not going to show reruns pre Ninja Storm anymore. Yeah. So when you have that, then you know, they're just not that, they don't operate that way. So that's why I just, when I see a whole bunch of people saying, oh yeah, don't worry, oh, you know, let them take a break and let them come back, I don't think they would. I really don't.
I want to see reruns of Perfect Strangers. That's a great show.
You're stupid.
Bring that back.
Oh, the Balky Dance.
That's right.
Balky Dance.
Bingy Bingy.
Oh my goodness. And why did you bring this up? Random Perfect Strangers. No, but I mean, say what?
Does Disney own Perfect Strangers?
You stupid. I don't know.
Do
Wait a
they?
minute. They're, are they? What? Maybe they are Buena Vista. Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Maybe.
Yes.
Or like Nickelodeon
no, they are.
Or something. Or...
I don't know.
No, Buena Vista was Disney.
Yeah.
So, bring me Perfect Strangers.
You stupid.
You think those two guys are doing anything else?
Actually, Balky is doing a lot of things. He was on various shows. He was on Law and Order. He was on...
Dude, after Perfect Strangers, he had to go to Step by Step. He's not doing anything.
Okay, whatever. He was on... Oh, actually, him and... What's his face? The guy. I don't know what the other guy's name. But they were both on Law and Order at one time. So, I'm just saying.
Cousin Larry Epitone.
Say what?
Cousin Larry.
Cousin Larry.
Cousin Larry Epitone.
But I'm just saying. Anyway, back to Gloom and Doom. No, let's not talk about Ending of Primary, just because that's kind of sad. That's kind of sad.
Really, but, you know, if it had to bring it brought up.
I know, I mean, but it's kind of sad. I mean, 17 seasons, though. 17
yeah.
seasons, that's a long time.
700
episodes, that's a long time. So let's talk about something like Good Times. About either RPM or any other thing. That was, oh, frickin' the new executive producer now. What's his
after
name? Judd Lynn?
Yeah, after the first 18 episodes.
Yeah, after, yeah,
is
after the first 18, yeah. But, what are your thoughts, though? Because, like, he, didn't he do, like, all them series seasons and whatever?
Someone did a post. Apparently he did Time Force, was his big thing, and he was doing Wild Force, and then got, like, didn't stop doing it, or so, or like, he got lazy with it because he didn't think they were going to let him do what he wanted to do, or something, I don't know. But apparently his biggest claim to fame he's been with the series for a long time, but his biggest things that people said that he did the most work on were Time Force and Wild Force, which is not a ringing endorsement in my book.
Yeah.
Because I don't really like either of those seasons.
Well, I like Time Force better than Wild Force, that's for sure, but, yeah.
Well, that's, again, not saying much.
I mean, it's true.
I like a bucket of piss more than I like a bucket of but...
Okay, could you, like, not... Okay, you need to stop cursing, alright? Every time I'm going through this freaking episode, and then I have to be like, oh, crap, where did he curse now? I have to, like,
I
look
like
for
it.
Bleeps.
Okay, here, I'll fix it. I like a bucket of urine more than I like a bucket of poo. Better?
Thank
you can
you.
Edit that.
Thank you. My goodness, it's like half of the time I'm, you know, it's just looking for, oh crap, gotta rewind, put in the beep, and then go
hey.
Back and forth, and then it's like, oh crap, he did it again, go back, beep. Hate you, but thank you for cleaning that up a little bit.
Yeah, I fixed it, yeah.
So... But, no, yeah, I mean, I don't know. People were like, oh, my goodness, this is just going to be, like, the best season ever. Because, like, now Chip Lynn's back and da-da-da-da. And I'm just like, I wasn't really a big fan of Wild Force at all, period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand the guy who was committed to the show and he really likes working on it, which is good. But none of his past work has really inspired me that much.
Yeah, so
I mean,
it's
I know
not
he
for
did...
me. He's one for one. Or one for two, rather.
No, I think he also. I think they said he did work on Lightspeed and he did work on Lost Galaxy. So.
Again, I'm not really jumping for joy.
I hated Wild Force. I like Lightspeed Rescue. Not really a big fan of Time Force. Lost Galaxy was very hit or miss. Nothing here is screaming, "Oh my God, he's awesome! Thank God he's here."
Right. Exactly.
I mean, he's not Bruce. Hooray! But
you know, I just.
Again, I mean. Yeah, he looks great compared to what we've had in the past, but recently, but...
Yeah, I mean...
By himself,
I don't... Yeah, I know. And he just... I mean, I don't know. It just seems as if, like, people are just jumping the gun because you... I mean, you don't know. I mean, especially when you're dealing with taking over something that someone else started, and then now you have to either kind of decide, okay, do I want to go with their vision, or do I want to completely change whatever is going on? It's gonna... Excuse me. It's gonna just be... Retarded. Either way. It really is. It really is going to be retarded.
As soon as he takes over, he's going to make Vengix the Forever Red Vengix. As soon as he takes over.
You don't... Wait a minute. So you don't think that's the same Vengix?
I don't think it's supposed... I mean, this guy... I don't think it was supposed to be, or at least he didn't do it intentionally. but I'm sure it will be by the end.
But like, no, come on. If you pick Vengix, what else would it be?
It's really not that. I mean, it's. I don't know why people think that name is so like special. How often are there bad guys whose name is basically an evil sounding word, and then they throw like an X or a Z in there?
Yeah, but no, it's, no. Look, no. I understand that. I mean, I really do. But when you have a Vengix, I mean, that's not something that pops up into discourse a lot ever.
Well, sounds like,
you know?
Vengeance. So it's not that amazing.
No,
of a
I mean, come on. I mean, I don't know. I mean, when you had past tense because Jackie's not there anymore. But when you had like Jackie and them on there or what have you, I mean, come on. I mean, you know, there's like a bajillion other names they could have came up with, and then just randomly Vengix. It has to be the same.
There's
one.
A lot less common names that they've had for villains than Vengix. You know, like I would buy if there was a new Divatox. Oh, that's probably the same one, but.
Vengix is just, come on, it's the same. I mean, you know how many names that them crackheads come up with?
And honestly, if it's the same or not, I really don't care. You know, people act like it's such a big deal. Why is it a big deal?
Because,
honestly, it doesn't really mean much.
Because if it is the same, then it's not one of these, like, pushing down your throat kind of continuity things. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can see it happening. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can see it kind of being plausible. And not this whole Mystic Mother.
It's a computer virus compared to the Machine Empire guy that we thought was destroyed. How did, like, the technology of him go from the moon to the Earth to take over to... I don't know.
It keeps evolving. He keeps evolving.
No. The virus went into Cole's bike.
Yeah, he took over the remains of his crappy bike and then flew to the Earth.
Yes! It's just Cole's fault. Cole's fault.
Like crappy bike that lasted all of the episodes. Here's a new bike. Oh, I just blew it up. Okay.
Yeah. Dude. No, I mean, but it is, you know, possibilities. There are possibilities. And it kind of, it's like, oh, okay. Oh, okay, I see. It's kind of, you know, kind of clever or what have you. But not with the whole, like, shoving down your throat kind of thing like people try to do in the past. So
I'm thinking. The Eddie guy was like, oh, well, maybe he's like, oh, here's a name from Power Rangers that was obscure and they didn't really do anything with it. I'll use it. And then, but he had like no plans to really ingrain
but
it.
But now we're talking about now the difference between Eddie and Bruce, though, right? Is that Bruce, yeah, exactly. Like Eddie watched a whole ton of previous episodes and Bruce watched
sure
like a couple.
Would be one to definitely watch. I'm sure he like I said, he's probably like, oh, here's a name of a villain that only got used for one episode. I'll throw it in there, but I'm not going to go out of my way to put it into continuity. But I'm
You're
sure.
Right. In continuity.
Whatever. No, it's.
Hello?
Tomato.
Say what?
Tomato, tomato, whatever.
You know what I mean, no, I understand what you're saying. At the same time, though, you know, there are a bajillion other names that, like, they could have been like. Oh, whatever. But I mean, but it's look, it's not offensive. How about that? It's not offensive. It's like it's there.
I'm just apathetic to it at this point. I really don't care.
You don't really care because people hyped it up so much.
That was ridiculous how people were talking about it forever and ever.
But that's the thing. See, that's your problem. You read what people say.
Yeah, people are so damn desperate. To find, you know, nods to past seasons, to inner you know, twine everything, and I just don't care. You know, it's like every season's always part of the, you know, all part of the same storyline. I just accept it. I don't really need to find little things. Not a big deal. Not a big deal.
They could have done without Mystic Mother and, you know, I'm like, you know what I mean?
That's the worst example of continuity ever, easily.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, I'm in the middle. Like, I don't like going overboard with it, like talking about blah blah blah. But at the same time, when certain things do come up, I'm like, oh, okay, well, that was, you know, a little nice nod or whatever. Well, you know, like, you know, it's not like the biggest deal to me ever, but I do appreciate the effort that the writers and the producers try to put
honestly,
in.
If they have a team up. That's more than enough for me. I'm more than happy.
But they usually screw up the team up. They usually screw the team up. So I don't look for. I'm just like.
Yeah, but I mean, if they have him, like, okay, it's in continuity. Everybody can shut up now. For me, basically, you know, like, just you have a team up so everybody can shut up and stop questioning if it's if they're all linked together. Because it does not matter that much. Because they probably are.
But the thing, I guess, at the
beginning of Ninja Storm, and everybody was like, oh my god. Oh my god, Power Rangers are from comic books. They don't, Ninja Storm's not part of continuity.
What? People were saying,
yeah.
Everybody went into an absolute ass fit about that thing. About that one line. And that's why Doug came to the board and started interacting with people, because he didn't realize everybody was going to get so damn up in arms about that.
So wait, people were saying, what exactly?
They were saying that Ninja Storm was not part of continuity because, you know, because they said, Power Rangers, that's just comic books. They're not real.
That's what it was originally, though. He wasn't trying to make it, you know, part
it was
of
just
the...
throwaway line. It didn't mean anything, and everybody acted like, oh my god, that means he's forsaking continuity. Ninja Storm's a brand new start because they're in New Zealand now, and it's all different. Disney wants to start fresh.
Well,
so
what? If they did, that's...
crap like that, you know?
God, people... you people scare me.
That's why since they... Disney in New Zealand, everybody's been so damn worried about continuity.
I don't care.
Every year and crap like that. And...
But I mean, okay, here's the deal, right? Like, I think it's just such a, I think it's a little bit of a cop-out when you have each season be like, oh, okay, we're just gonna, like, deal with our own timeline and deal with our own thing. I'm like, if you want to deal with your own timeline and deal with your own whatever, then you would be another show. Like, why are you necessarily Power Rangers? You know what I'm saying? So, like, while I'm not saying, oh, they gotta go out of their way to, like, connect everything and everything and everything and, like, every little word that they write, at the same time, you know, just do your little... I mean, you have your crew there who has been in, you know, has been there from, like, some of them from the beginning... You know, so do your little research and, like, really try to, like, say, oh, okay, well, we can't put the season in this year because, oh, all right, they just did a season that was, like, in the future at this time or whatever, in this same city or whatever. Like, I mean, just do a little research. I don't see what the big deal is, why it just seems as if, you know, things have to be in their own timeline, in their own continuity. I just don't get it. So... I mean, while I understand that you guys don't want it to be, like, people freaking out so much, at the same time, I can understand because, like, you know, it's Power Rangers. It's, like, supposed to be the same something. Like, you know, there's a whole bunch of spandex-clad dudes and girls out there fighting crime all over the, well, United States, but all over the world now.
All over California.
All over California. Colorado, too. And now in Boston, you know, like, you know, it's not that hard. It really isn't that hard to be in the same freaking timeline. It really isn't. You know what I'm saying? So, that's it.
I just think that if they care too much about continuity like that, it becomes really hard for a new person to get into the show. That's my only one thing. Just because, you know how daunting it would be to come into a show that's been, you know, really... caring about its own continuity for 17 years.
But I understand that. Look, but like, look at what SPD tried to do. Let's take SPD because they put themselves in the future. They didn't put themselves too far in the future, but they put themselves in the future so that it doesn't really kind of conflict with too much of what was happening in the past. But now they, you know, they put in the Time Force thing and the two and the woo-ha and whatever, and you know they, you know, but. I mean, it's not that hard.
Yeah, think of all the great debates that came from all that crap. Oh my god, it's Andros' sword. Oh my god.
Oh yeah, it's a spiral saber. It's a spiral saber. But it's like I said, it's not that hard. Like, look, you have from MMPR to like Wild Force, like almost every team fought in California. I mean, right. And they did it, and they did their own thing, or whatever, and they were still in the same continuity, because, like, you know, maybe a ranger would pop in here once in a while, but it was staying in the same continuity, and it wasn't really that hard to be like, okay, whatever, you just have your new team. It's when people want to think that, oh, let's just try to do our stuff totally different from what the past has done. I'm just like, okay, fine, do something that's totally different, but don't go overboard. Like, you know, there
Well,
is a little world
how much
here,
of those
but
last few seasons of those first 10 have in
Say what?
common? How much of those last few seasons of the first 10 have in common? All they did was the team up, and that was it.
Yeah.
I mean, what Lightspeed have in common with Time Force? What did Time Force have that carried over to Wild Force? Nothing. Just a
no,
team
but no,
up.
That's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, they would
That's
be
all.
like,
That's like I'm saying. That's all you need is a team up, and I'm good to go. Give me a team up, and I'm happy with. That's more than enough continuity
So
for me.
what you're oh, so what you're saying is that people on the boards and stuff, they keep talking about wanting more than that. They want
Yes,
everything to
they
be.
want not. Like that, you know, like PA, he does that. Every single thing he thinks is supposed to be a nod, wants it to be a nod. And think of how many people just jumped on those Vengix things because they so badly want to be the same guy. They so badly want Vengix to be the Forever Red Vengeance.
But the thing about it is that I don't think, I see what you're saying, but I don't think the Vengix argument is the best argument for you because it's the same damn name. Like, it really, it's like the same name.
I know,
you know?
But I understand it's probably the most likely continuity nod from seasons that have been quite a distance apart.
Yeah.
But it still, it just shows that every time there's a little thing,
people
thing,
go overboard.
Yeah, they leap on it and latch onto it so damn much. Like, it's so important.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it just can't be asked to care that much, you know?
Well, I guess, like, a few years ago, I would have believed you. I mean, not believed you, but, like, agreed with you more. But, like, it just seems as if recently people aren't... I mean, it's gotten a little bit better, like, in the past couple of months. But people aren't really rushing to talk about past seasons or past, you know, or Power Rangers in general. It just seems as if people, like, so drained from crap that, you know, they
well,
don't want to
well,
talk
who
about.
Really, who really wants to see references of Mystic Force, really? Who wants to see references of Overdrive in the new seasons? Nobody wants to see that.
I know.
I don't
want
to be watching RPM and see Benta pop up or something like that.
Benta.
I don't want to see that. No one wants to see that.
And he does that so well. So well.
He's like, hey, I'm Benta's great-great-great-grandchild. What's up?
It's like...
Still a douche. It's genetic.
Oh my goodness. But no, it is. It's true. Like, I mean, I guess that's why people just are so kind of, they're just so jaded. They just don't really want to talk about parents anymore. And so when you find them, those little things that are in these new seasons, maybe that's why people are latching onto it so much, because there's really nothing in the past couple of seasons or so that people were very interested in talking about. I mean, it's with few exceptions, like the Mac thing, like with the whole robot thing. That was an interesting conversation that kind of spanned over a few episodes
Here's
of junk.
There's a reason why I know a lot of people recently really care about the continuity. There are a lot of people that watch Kamen Rider, and now they really care about continuity in Power Rangers because they're watching Kamen Rider Decade. Do you know what that is?
The Kamen Rider Decade?
Yeah.
Oh,
Decade,
you mean
is how they pronounce it.
They pronounce it Decade?
Yeah. Well, it's spelled DCD.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because the whole basic concept is this is the 10th rider, and he has the powers of the last 9, and he can go to all their different worlds. And those people, a lot of those people I've seen that discuss that show, are really giving a crap about this Power Rangers continuity now. Because they're seeing a show that's pure fan wank, but it's well-written fan wank. You know, it's fan wank that gives a crap, that actually has a story behind it. Unlike, say, Forever Red, which was just thrown together. Those people care now.
Well, I guess. Well, I mean, I'm not in that thread, so I wouldn't really know. But I think
it's one of those shows where you watch it, and it's ridiculous how much they do all this continuity stuff, where like some guy from one world goes to the other world, and everything makes sense. I know it's a big concept. Things actually make sense in a family. It's quite mind blowing.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I see what you're saying. I mean, I'm not in that thread, so I wouldn't really know. But you know, I guess from my point of view too. Say what?
If you try to watch Decade, you'd curl up in a ball and cry because there's so much where you have to have watched the last 9 seasons.
Oh.
What the hell is going on?
Oh, I see. But yeah.
I mean, I've only seen the most recent 7, and whenever they cover stuff from the first 2, I feel a little lost.
Oh, okay. But yeah, I mean, I think with RPM, I think with RPM, at least with the how it's beginning, you'll see different writing. I don't want to say better, because you know there's you know there was some good writing back in the day, but you'll see some different attempts. I'm trying to be nice.
Honestly,
but no,
and I love the fact that RPM is so far in the future, because it really does feel like it can be its own show, and I love that, because after the last 3 years of complete and utter garbage, it feels really, really nice to have something that isn't weighed down by it.
Yeah.
Which is why I love the theory of Power Rangers taking a year or two off and coming back. I think it kind of needs that time.
I would love it to have it. I would love to have it like take off and then come back. I just don't think they would come back.
Right.
You know, which is sad.
It would. Like I said, it would be the greatest thing in the world if they take a year off, come back, and they still adapt Shin Kendra, the show that's running right now in Japan.
Yeah.
Not the next year's show.
Yeah.
Because they would have the whole show would be aired. They could watch it from start to finish, know exactly what they want to do.
Right.
Right.
Not like, because I remember Doug talked about how he got screwed a little bit on Dino Thunder because he didn't know how things were supposed to turn out.
Right.
And he had to alter things.
Yeah.
So it'd be great to take a year off. It'd be the greatest thing in the damn world.
You know, and hopefully, they just continue with this really good, I mean, like, even, like, the cinematography of the premiere with the little flower and in the desert and the thing. It was just, like, it was just so good. And it just felt like I was watching something totally different, which is good.
The Seti guy has watched a lot of movies that were big when he grew up, and he's really, really stealing from them.
Yeah.
Because, like, that scene where he beat up the robots in the desert, he took that right from Reservoir Dogs.
They
played Stuck in the Middle with You instead. That's what it would have been.
Yeah, I mean, it really felt like, he was like,
kinda,
you know,
creepy. It was honestly kind of creepy for PR standards to just have that scene where they're playing happy music and they cut this flower to crash the robot, and then the robot walks and falls.
Yeah, no, that was, I was like, okay.
I was a little messed up.
But it was awesome. Like, it's not talking down to kids. Like, you know, it's really not. You don't have the same, like, oh, look, we're so cute. And, oh, look, we're doing our ninjas. Like, with the Jungle Fury. Oh, we're doing our ninja stuff and we look cute doing it. And we're like, oh, happy go lucky. Like, no.
Even playing in the mess hall, I mean, I really liked it. And then after a while, like, wow, they really need to stop because it's feeling a little violent for kids. Slamming guys' heads into the table.
Yes.
And then I remember here in Jungle Fury how they had to cut out so much of the Purple Rangers footage because he was punching people in the face and throwing them around like.
True.
So they cut it out last year, and this year they do as much as possible of it.
Yeah, dude. When that. People slamming in the. Oh my God. I was like, ow, that's kind of. Disney approved that? Okay.
Yeah, and now they're re-showing all the. They're not cutting out all the footage of buildings blowing up anymore.
True.
They're showing that again. What happened in this 1 year that they must have just given him free reign?
Yeah, basically, they really did. Say what?
And he said they approved everything too. So I mean, it's not like he slipped it by him.
Right. They're probably like, this is the last season. Just do what you gotta do.
Exactly. They really must have had that mentality. It's the last season. Do whatever the hell you want. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Nobody's going to see it because it's only on ABC anyway at noon on Saturdays, and usually gets preempted for football.
Where you are.
Well, yeah, it does. Yeah.
Yeah, where you are.
Mine, terribly.
I always get the Power Rangers.
Lucky you.
Actually, I honestly don't know if that's how it is here anymore because I haven't watched Power Rangers on ABC at 12 in the longest time. The last time I watched them was like during Ninja Storm.
Yeah, I remember trying to, like, I think I was trying to, like, watch something else at, like, 1 o'clock, waiting for something else at 1 o'clock, and Power Rangers would always be on all the time, so I'm just like, yep, because, well, I mean, I am in New York, so it's, you better show it here or, you know, go home, so, but, I'm just so, like, I never felt so happy about a season in such a long time.
Oh, by the way, I hope they don't keep doing that with the white font. That was cool once.
That was cool once. Yeah.
They don't do it every episode, it becomes more pointless and have any
Wait,
impact.
Which one?
They do the big black screen with the white font that says Power Dark
Oh,
Brenda, and then
yes.
that was cool. It was cool the first time after the opening sequence, and then they did it two or three more times, and it was not cool.
Right. Yeah, it was not. I mean, especially like I think the second time when Ziggy had like the weird look on his face. He's like, arr, arr, and then it's like, boom. I'm like, what the heck is that? It's like, no, that's not an ending. No, that's whatever.
Like, no.
They also need to edit out a lot of the Sentai words, because Go On Under the Season, where a lot of things are written in English in really bold letters. You know, like they have their little engine cells. They're all written in bold letters on top of them, engine soul. And then they call out their weapons, and then they do a zoom in picture, and it has all different names for the weapons.
They probably don't care. Really... They're like, we can let that pass.
Really, and there's a lot of it. Like even on Blue Ranger's Zord, right across the front of it, it says Go Wander. Right across above the lion's eyes. In green letters.
Okay, that's a little bit much. I think you should take that out. But that's in the Zord, though, so what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
You can smudge it.
Smudge it.
Smudge it.
But no, okay, so let's rate the premiere. Let's rate it.
Are we doing numbers or letters again?
Numbers.
Can't
1 through 5.
Okay, the first episode definitely gets a 5. Definitely the first episode.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that.
The second one, I'm really in between 4 and 5, because the battles did seem a little long for me. Really, that's all I can really complain about, so I'm really on the fence between 4 and 5.
Interesting. Katie?
Still great premiere.
What?
Let's see. I'm deciding between a 4.5 to a 5 for the
premiere.
There's
no 4.5s. There's no 4.
You know
what?
Hey, I'm doing halves. Shush.
You were not doing halves.
Okay, fine. No, I give the premiere 5. It just, I really enjoyed it, and I really, the best premiere I have that I haven't seen, the best premiere for a while was always SPD. This was very refreshing. I loved it. So, and Fade Into Black. A 4. Because I don't want to say it was perfect. It felt there. But it was still good.
Mm-hmm.
In a sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay. First of all, both of them get 5s. And this is why. All right. Yeah, the first part is all like gloom and doom and people trying to kick butt, but it's not really working. So there wasn't much fighting necessarily, but you know, you had to like kind of set things up, and you know, Dylan and Ziggy had to have their little moments, homoerotic moments, but moments. So therefore,
nothing homoerotic about, you know, poking somebody in the back with a long slender. He's all like. There's nothing homoerotic about that. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, there was a lot of sucking, too. There was a lot of sucking.
Yeah, there was a lot of sucking.
A lot of sucking. Just saying. Yeah. But, so, you know, they had to set that up, you know? And then the second part, you have to, you know, kick some butt. That's really, that was just the gratuitous kick butt moments, you know? You just had to kick some butt. So, and then just watching them, you know, together as like one premiere, I was just like, I had very few complaints. Very few. So,
yeah.
And any Scottish dude driving a bus and cursing people out is great. So, they both get 5s. Well,
what did he curse
okay, people? I'm sorry. Half the time I didn't understand a word he said. I think at one point when they were calling out the Zords, you know, the red one has like eagle or something, and then the blue one is like lion hogger. I'm like, what?
Holler.
It's a holler?
Holler.
Okay, I did not hear that.
You know what? Half the time people don't know what you say either, okay? So it's just okay.
Okay, you know what, racist?
Really?
Yes.
Oh, and me racist at three. You can't understand the Scottish guy. Okay.
Yeah. Because I'm not a racist. I
sure you are.
just have pristine ears, and they were getting clogged by the holler. I don't know what that was. I didn't know. But
what? Do your impression again?
No. That was not an impression. Okay. That was my impression of myself getting
clogged.
I want to
hear a little more sweet impression.
It was great. It was great.
No.
And that's not racist. All you can say is great. Is he gonna do a caper toss?
What was the other one? What was the one with when they watched on the tape that Dylan kicked the crap out of the Mexican guy? What did Flynn say? He's like, holy molasses or some kind of crap. He's like,
holy molasses, you say?
Yeah, something. I don't know, but whatever.
Here, I'll open it up.
Anyway, look, let me. Okay, I was reading this, right? I forgot what I was saying. Anyway, when you have awesome moments in the first and in the second half, and they just flowed together, you know. They just really flowed, and you know, there weren't really anything that was kind of drastically horrible. I'm gonna give him a 5, especially compared to last season and the previous one, where you just the premieres were just like either okay or just horrible.
Compared to old seasons, rated on its own merit. Don't compare it to old seasons.
I'm doing both. You see. That's what people do, Jer. You get to
be fair.
No, I am being fair. I get to rate it on its own, and then I'll get to rate it against others. And it's by far way better, and on its own, it's really good. It's possible to do both, Jer. Okay?
Okay, as long as you're doing both.
You know, because by itself, it just felt like, you know, it's shot differently, it's written differently, I said written differently, right? Yeah, like the story itself is just like, is not your typical crap that you keep getting. Hey, new persons, okay, they're, you know, rangers. Oh, look, the newbie comes in, he doesn't know what he's doing, but he's gonna be the leader. Like, I'm just tired.
Sweet mother molasses.
And you make fun
right
of
now.
My accent.
Sweet mother molasses.
No.
I never said I was good at it. You're the one that thought you were good at it.
No, I didn't say I was good at it. I just said I kept talking like it. And then I tried to, and then you guys made fun of me. And then I cried. That's what happened. So.
Yeah.
But no, as soon as I keep watching it, it'll come back. Because, like, I, you know, because, look, I have accents in me, all right, that are natural and real and raw. Scott is just not one of them yet.
Can we hear one of them?
Say what?
Can we hear one of the ones you're good at?
No.
Fine. Yes.
No.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Stop.
Why?
No. Next week, we are going to be listening to an interview that I did with past cast member, not crew member, because if this person was, like, you know, handling lights, then I don't think they were tall enough at the time. So there's your hint.
Oh, that is, oh god,
all in good fun, come on.
Well, it's vague enough, but because we know who it is, it's pretty damn funny.
Handling lights.
On that note, we all bid you farewell. Power Rangers RPM, getting gear, all that crap.
Sweet mother molasses.
This is Austin St. John.
This is Bridge Carson.
Hey, what's up? I'm Walter Jones, also known as the original Black Ranger Zach.
I'm Tony Oliver, one of the original producers of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers
and the voice of Saba.
I'm Johnny Young Bosch, and you're watching, listening. Oh, I screwed that up already. You're listening to RangerCast.
RangerCast is the only podcast that's 100% certified more phenomenal. We've got news, reviews, rants, and raves about the Power Rangers fandom and more. Check us out at www.rangercast.net, and may the power protect you.
is Samuel. I play Will in Power Rangers Operation Overdrive.
Seki Tomokazu desu.
Kari Walgren, anime American voice actress.
We're Apple Geeks.
Richie, I play Xana on Power Rangers Mystic Force.
Steven Silver.
Hi, this is Rhoda. I play Rose in Operation Overdrive.
You're listening to R5 Central. Take that, you guys. Put profanity there.
Two years of award-nominated podcasting at its finest, but it's far from over yet. Whether it's news and reviews on anime, tokusatsu, or Asian cinema, epic convention reports with the cosplayers to match, or kick-ass indie music from Japan and beyond, the place to be is at R5 Central. At r5central.wordpress.com. We're also on iTunes and MySpace. See you there.
I believe you said move for you.